BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And folks, I believe it's a rather sobering program today. You see, we're living in some very troublesome times, and today we're going to discuss in part what is taking place in our society here in the States and around the world as well. And I trust that the program today is going to underscore the importance that we have to stop playing church and actually be the church, that we must be salt, we must be light to a society that has turned its back on God. Joining us today, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera, the founder and president of Americans for Truth. It's a nonpartisan educational group dedicated to exposing the homosexual, bisexual, transgender activist agendas. Peter, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on again.
Peter, we've got a lot on the docket today, but I'd like to begin with the announcement that came out this past Sunday from the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. That would be Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He is the human rights campaign that's an activist LGBT organization said, quote, "This is the first out gay candidate to seek Democratic nomination for president." I know you've been following this, Peter. It's amazing to see all that's transpired, especially in light of the fact that the Supreme Court decision deciding so-called same-sex marriage, they found it as being a constitutional right in the Obergefell versus Hodges decision. That decision was released less than 4 years ago, and now we have the declared husband of Pete Buttigieg, Chasen, telling a human rights group a week ago that the nation is ready for its first gay president. Chad Griffin tweeted out, "This is truly a consequential moment for our country and movement." Peter, what's your response to this?
Well, I think this is a very sobering moment for this nation, Jim. The question is America so far gone morally and spiritually that we would elect a person who brazenly and openly defies God, declares himself, not just declares himself homosexual, Jim, but preaches on scripture as a member of the religious left, openly so-called gay, talking about his husband? I don't think we're that far gone. But let me say to those who would on the conservative side, who would say, well, his lifestyle is not an important issue, what's important are his politics. No, his open homosexuality is very important, because were Pete Buttigieg to rise to vice president or president, it becomes a very bad role model and lesson for America's children. They will be indoctrinated even further into thinking that it's acceptable, normal, and okay that instead of having a first lady or a second lady at the top of the as president, vice president, we would have a first husband for a man. Imagine what we're teaching our children. And the question is, Jim, is America that far gone, or is this just a media thing that's being pushed? Because I'm shocked at how much the media, including Fox News, is pushing this up to here, unknown mayor of South Bend who's openly homosexual.
Pete Buttigieg recently gave an address to the LGBTQ Victory Fund's annual brunch, and he said this. He said that his marriage had made him a better man, and then went on to say, "And yes, Mr. Vice President, it has moved me closer to God." He also said, "Speaking only for myself, I can tell you that if being gay was a choice, it was a choice that was made far, far, far above my pay grade. And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. If you've got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my Creator." How do you respond to that, Peter?
Well, Jim, I responded by saying that it's Pete Buttigieg whose quarrel is with the Creator. Obviously, he's blaming his sin on God, and I think that's the worst thing that a human being can do, blaming God for our sin. I don't know the circumstances that led Pete Buttigieg to celebrate and embrace homosexuality, but I do know that many, many people in his position have left homosexuality behind. And so you can't blame that on God. I don't think he should he's, of course, totally in error to claim this as a natural, I suppose, identity, and then take it a step further and say that God made him so. This is the leading false message that's coming out of the religious left, pro-LGBT movement, Jim, that now we have the so-called gay Christian movement, and we're going to see Pete Buttigieg out there claiming to be a Christian, claiming to be a faithful Christian, speaking for God, even though he himself is celebrating a terrible, egregious sin before the Creator. It's astonishing, but the media, of course, will give him total, no pushback. It's up to us, Jim, to call out his error.
Well, Peter, it's not only his lifestyle choice that's contrary to Scripture, but as I was looking more information about him, it's also his position on things like life, as he's referred to late-term abortion as, quote, mostly about freedom from government. He even vetoed a woman's care center's rezoning application to build a pro-life pregnancy center. I mean, one who claims to have this closeness to God and so forth is not lining up with what the teachings of Scripture on, whether it be his lifestyle choice or even that on the issue of life.
Well, Jim, that shouldn't surprise us, because when you're in error and you're embracing sin in one area, a lot of times it carries over to other areas. But what I find very offensive is the media characterizing him as a centrist. Jim, I've seen this numerous times. I watched Fox News, Chris Wallace, the leading news guy on Fox, Chris Wallace, do a long interview with Pete Buttigieg in which he did not even question him, not just about his open homosexuality, Jim, but he has been picking fights with Pence. Buttigieg has been using the vice president as a foil. He's intentionally picking fights and attacking Pence to get publicity, and Chris Wallace of Fox News did not even query him about that. And so there's an obvious push to whitewash this guy, and I don't know why. Maybe he's the next Obama in their view, but we're seeing the same kid gloves treatment with Obama. We're now seeing it with this heretofore unknown mayor from a very radical, as you said, very radical left-wing mayor from South Bend.
Well, Peter, incidentally, this week also, the Human Rights Campaign just announced that Mayor Pete is going to be keynoting their 2019 Las Vegas dinner, May 11th, saying, quote, he is changing hearts and minds across America in his trailblazing campaign to be the Democratic Party's first out nominee for president of the United States. He is just shooting up through the ranks of the Human Rights Campaign, which right now is having great influence upon politicians and corporations and local governments as well.
Yeah, but they get a free pass from the media, and the media is now part of the movement. I don't think we would be hearing so much about so-called, quote-unquote, Mayor Pete, and of course they're trying to make him out to be, you know, this wholesome guy from the Midwest when he's anything but. He's a far-left progressive, so-called, and open homosexual, pro-abortion to the max, as you said, Jim. But the media is the power behind Mayor Pete, and the media is the power behind the Human Rights Campaign, because we don't see, whenever there's something that could hurt a candidate that's been openly embraced and promoted by the pro-LGBT left, the media doesn't cover that. And so they're portraying him as this wholesome guy from the Midwest, Jim, and it's just such a fraud, and I hope that the American people can see right through it.
Just earlier this month, we saw Satya Rhodes Conway become Madison, Wisconsin's first lesbian mayor. The city of Chicago just elected their first lesbian mayor. And now, again, Human Rights Campaign has put their endorsement behind, I believe it's Josie Justice, mayor of Kansas City, said if elected, would make history as the first openly LGBTQ mayor in Kansas City. What do you see happening here, Peter?
Well, I see a very strong effort by the homosexual, bisexual, transgender lobby to push openly LGBTQ candidates. And they're very smart, because they know that that will help build acceptance for homosexuality. And it's going to take Christians going back to the Word of God and understanding that just because somebody identifies as quote-unquote gay or transgender or a man identifies as a woman, that doesn't make it right. And it's up to Christians to say, let's get back to the basics and not buy into the narrative that this is just something inconsequential. It's a very serious character issue when a candidate embraces publicly a sin agenda and a sinful identity and seeks to model that to the nation, and especially the children.
I want to make my correction here on the name. It would be Jolie Justice for mayor of Kansas City. And then also of note this past, what we saw Sunday, Pete Buttigieg, who announced his candidacy, first openly homosexual candidate for the Democratic ticket. And then also this past Saturday, Peter, we had U.S. Senator Cory Booker that launched his bid for the presidency. And NBC reported Booker's speech focused on, and I quote, "Democratic ideals of health care for all, LGBTQ rights, economic equality, and pathway to citizenship for immigrants." We understand, Peter, that there's even going to be a Democratic debate just on one issue alone, LGBTQ-related issues.
Well, the Democrats obviously feel that they have nothing to lose by pushing this agenda wholesale, and I think we can blame the Republicans for that, Jim. Even Mike Pence, the vice president, he's been savaged by the LGBT left, and yet I rarely hear Pence even speak on these issues. And until the Republicans put up a defense, I think it's going to be clean sailing for the Democrats, because they have the media on their side and they have no pushback coming from the Republicans.
Well, to his credit, we did see, of course, Mike Pence, who took a strong stand for his wife, criticized for volunteering to teach art in the Christian school because of the school's position on same-sex marriage and had morality clause in it and so forth. And certainly that
Can I clarify on that, Jim?
Yes.
I didn't mean to derogate the vice president. All I mean to say is, when it comes to a direct defense about why LGBT agenda is wrong, you're not going to see Mike Pence or anybody on the Republican leadership side, except people like Mike Lee, to his credit, Senator Mike Lee. Very few people are willing to directly confront the LGBTQ issue, because I think they're intimidated by the media. And so I think we need to pray for Mike Pence. We need to encourage him that the base of the Republican Party still stands against this, and we cannot cede these issues to the left and the Democrats. Otherwise, we won't have a healthy debate on these issues.
Turning to another issue, Peter, we've had Matt Staver from Liberty Council on a couple of occasions here in Crosstalk discussing H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act. Right now, there are 240 co-sponsors in the House. Matt has called this an extreme threat to religious freedom of speech, privacy, and women's rights. Matter of fact, he's called this the most dangerous bill to freedom of speech and the free exercise of religion that's ever been proposed on a national level. I know you've been warning about this so-called Equality Act for some time. Your response to it?
Well, Matt Staver, of course, as he usually is right on. Jim, I think this is the most dangerous homosexual, bisexual, transgender legislation ever proposed. I think Matt Staver's characterization is, of course, right. It directly threatens religious freedom. But, Jim, I want to go further. I think this is the Green New Deal of the LGBTQ agenda. That's how dangerous this bill is. This bill would force parents, parents could be sued under federal law for not encouraging their kids in a transgender identity, which would, of course, ends up with children taking, body altering hormones to their body. And then when they're 18, sometimes not even waiting till they're 18, body disfiguring surgery to become the sex that they're not. This bill would force males to be able to participate as transgenders in female athletics.
We're going to stop right there, Peter, and pick up after the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, the LGBT agenda advances. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where did the idea come from that there were little green men who lived on Mars?
Chris, the idea that there was intelligent life on Mars was given a big boost in the late 19th century when the American astronomer Percival Lowell claimed that he saw linear features on Mars, which he claimed were canals. Later, it became obvious that the Martian atmosphere could not support advanced forms of life, so they've given up the idea. What they haven't given up is the idea that there might be microbes on Mars, single-cell life. This idea is fueling the modern expeditions to Mars to find water. The idea is, if they can find water, then maybe there's life. But while water is a necessary condition for life, it's not sufficient. Life is much too complex to have formed haphazardly. It needs a lot more than water. NASA could save a lot of money by going back to Genesis for their starting point.
Thank you, Dr. John.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera is with us today. He is president. He is founder of Americans for Truth about homosexuality. You'll find his website, AmericansForTruth.com, AmericansForTruth.com. Peter, we were talking about the so-called Equality Act, H.R. 5. I mean, just a majority of congressmen have signed on to this, 240 co-sponsors out of 435. That means sure passage under the Pelosi regime there. You have called this the Green New Deal of the LGBTQ agenda. And that break kind of interrupted some of your thoughts there. So I'm going to have you pick up on this Equality Act because, Peter, this is something that is going to impact every business, every sports team, every school, every church, every ministry across the nation.
Right, Jim. And I think a lot of people have signed on without supporting the Equality Act, which is, I've also coined the Criminalizing Christianity Act. But, you know, they're not really aware. A lot of people are not aware of how radical this piece of legislation is, Jim. I mean, to actually have written into this bill that it would nullify the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which protects religious freedom, an actual law. That's basically saying that homosexual so-called rights and rights so-called based on gender confusion supersede our religious freedom. So I think this bill would probably be struck down as unconstitutional because religious freedom is a sacred right in America. But there's so many places in American life that it would touch. And Jim, with regard to those supporters, by the way, those are, I think, mostly all, if not all, Democrats supporting. There might be a Republican or two,
there's
but it's
a couple,
all Democrats.
Yes.
But remember, Jim, a lot of those Democrats that won in swing districts in 2016 did not run on radical LGBTQ issues. They may have said they supported this at the time, but they were running as moderates. And so when people find out that they're backing legislation, which would actually allow the federal law to be used to force males identifying as girls, boys identifying as girls, to be able to compete in female athletic competitions, I think that's going to shock a lot of people.
Well, it is. It's going to shock. And, Peter, right now it is shocking people. I mean, we've got athletes now, gals in particular, speaking out just saying, you know, this is ruining my chances for scholarships and to be noticed by colleges and others because of the fact that we have biological males that are identifying as females who have been accepted on the girls' sports teams and track and field events and on the list goes, who are breaking records and just, you know, seizing the moment as far as, you know, winning these competitions.
Right, Jim. And yet nobody knows. I mean, the media is giving a pass to people supporting the Equality Act. Again, the media is not going to expose this. And, Jim, the whole term of gender identity, I watched a Heritage Foundation video. I would encourage the listeners to Google Heritage Foundation Equality Act. They have some good videos up, including some which show the criticism of radical left-wing lesbians who are with us in being against the idea of men identifying as women. But Jim, the term gender identity, how can you create so-called constitutional rights based on something as nebulous and confusing as gender identity? We don't even know what gender identity is. There are so many and they keep expanding all the time. Remember, this would say that these radical LGBTQ ideology of sexual orientation and gender identity would be equated to race in the federal code. Now, we know what race somebody is by looking at them. We cannot create laws creating so-called rights based on gender confusion, extreme gender confusion. Jim, we have people identifying by gender, by curious, men identifying as women. I mean, it's just so confusing, and it just shows how far gone the Democratic Party is, that almost every Democrat, if not everyone in the House of Representatives, and the Senate is backing this radical bill.
And you've got Republicans who have taken positions like this too. And in all honesty, yes, it's been spearheaded. Nancy Pelosi made it very plain: if you put them into power, this is going to pass. But certainly, one cannot just assume. I mean, we remember the likes of Paul Ryan and his supporting ENDA in some of the last votes. I mean, that's certainly alarming. And Peter, I also want to point out that and I'm looking at HR 5 right now, page 12, it talks about, the areas of public accommodations, not only stadiums, but any place of establishment that provides exhibition, entertainment, recreation, exercise, amusement, gathering, or display. Peter, this is going to be any place that there's a gathering. That includes churches. And if you doubt my words, go to page 23 of this, where it says the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 shall not provide a claim concerning or a defense to a claim under a covered title or provide a basis for challenging the application or enforcement of a covered title. In other words, your religious freedom does not apply.
Yeah, and Jim, also know that we look at local and state laws being used to oppress Christians merely for standing up for their belief that homosexuality or so-called gay marriage is wrong. Now, imagine if you add the sledgehammer of the federal government, lawsuits being able to appeal to a federal prosecution of people who, for example, a mother and father who don't want to allow their child to take hormones, which are going to affect their body, could hurt their body because they're gender confused. They could be sued under federal law under this act. This is very, very radical. It's very dangerous, and I think we have to start educating people. What are the corporations? What are the groups supporting this? And, Jim, what are the evangelical organizations that are supporting this as long as they get their exemption, which is another very dangerous idea, Jim, just getting your exemption and then pushing and then acquiescing to this terrible legislation as long as you can get exempted out of it.
Yeah, that is true. And right now there are no exemptions whatsoever. Something else to point out, Peter, while people say, oh my, this is terrible, I'll tell you what the other side is doing. Just this week, the Human Rights Campaign, along with their local advocates, have launched what they're calling a month of action. And what they are doing, and they boast about it through their releases, they've got dozens of in-district grassroots events building support for the Equality Act. Now, right now, they're announcing events. Listen to this listing of states, folks. They're announcing events taking place in California, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin. They're conducting phone banks in Cleveland, in Las Vegas, in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in Grand Rapids. They're holding lobbying training events, volunteer events, advocate training, Peter, all for the purpose of passing the so-called Equality Act. They're calling this a month of action. And while people say, oh my, we'll watch if this comes up for a vote, they are right now going like wildfire across this nation to be sure that they've got the support to see this pass.
Right. Well, the Human Rights Campaign, or as I call them, the Human Wrongs Campaign, they have unlimited funds, it seems, Jim. They have pushed so much as the candidates. Now they're pushing this legislation. They have people out in the street corners in major cities, and not even major cities, the smaller cities across the country pushing this agenda. And where are the Christian billionaires, the Christian millionaires fighting back? I mean, this bill would criminalize Christianity, the outworking of Christianity on moral beliefs. The Bible is very, very clear. Homosexual practice is wrong. It's a sin. It's even called an abomination in Scripture. Creating rights based on sin naturally will be at war with our genuine constitutional rights, which are rooted in God. I mean, imagine trying to say that rights based on sin supersede our religious freedom, because that's what the bill does, Jim. You read the provision. It would have the audacity to say that this so-called Equality Act would override the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which protects our freedom.
Right.
That's how dangerous this bill is.
Not to mention the free exercise of religion that is spelled out in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Now, on a recent program, let me refer to a couple recent programs we did with Matt Staver. We went through a number of corporations that have been pressured and have given sway to their support of the Equality Act. And this program today, I want to also bring to your attention that they've got a listing of 353 organizations that are endorsing the Equality Act. I won't read them all, but here are some of them. 9to5, that's the National Association of Working Women, the AFL-CIO, the ACLU, the American Bar Association, American Atheist, American Counseling Association, American Federation of Teachers, American Medical Association, American Psychological Association, American School Counselors Association. There's the Association of Flight Attendants, Auburn Seminary, Catholics for Choice, Coalition of Labor Union Women, Georgetown University Law Center, Civil Rights Clinic, GLSEN, the Guttmacher Institute, Muslim Advocates, Muslim Public Affairs Council, Muslims for Progressive Values, the NAACP, NARAL, Pro-Choice America, National Association of County and City Health Officials, National Association of School Superintendents, the National Education Association, National Hispanic Medical Association, National Organization for Women, the National PTA, People for the American Way, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, the SEIU, there's a Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, the Episcopal Church, and on and on and on this goes, Peter.
Yeah, and Jim, we know that the left is very good at politics, and they're good at building coalitions and mobilizing like that. But I think we need, right now, we need to tell people, call your representative, call your senators, because this will go to the Senate, of course. If it's already got 240 sponsors, as you said, Jim, it's going to the Senate. And also call President Trump. President Trump, a long time ago, Jim, before he was, way before he got the Republican nomination, a decade before, I think, actually embraced the idea of homosexuality-based civil rights, so-called. So I'm not saying he would sign this, but I think we need to have people calling President Trump and say, stay away from this bill.
And some of the action, I mean, his most recent action, we just saw the courts finally give him a victory in the area of transgender service in the military. That just took place effective this month here as well. Wow, this time is going so quick. Peter, I want to, while we're discussing this, talk about some of the things that are taking place around the world as well, because there is much going on here in the United States and around the world. For instance, we have a Christian athlete on the Australia rugby team who is looking like he might be, they use the term sacked, that would be like fired or removed, dismissed from the rugby team for quoting scripture on the topic of homosexuality.
Yeah, Jim, and he quoted scripture on the topic of sin. And homosexuality was just one of the sins. I can't remember the passage, Jim. I don't know if you have it there.
Yeah, from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And
yes.
He went through.
But of course, the only group that's going to punish this guy, the only sin group, is the homosexual lobby. So isn't it interesting? You have a Christian athlete who believes in and defends the Bible, preaches publicly, takes that risk, and the only group that comes after him are the organized homosexual activists. The philanderers don't come after him. The adulterers don't come after him. You know, there are plenty of people practicing those sins, but it's the homosexual lobby, which is a good lesson, Jim, on why this movement is so dangerous. It's the homosexual lobby is a sin movement, and it basically wants to force people to accept this sin. And if you dare speak out against it, you will be punished.
Peter LaBarbera with us today. We're going to take a quick break and have a little bit more discussion. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Having to prove the existence of God to an atheist is like having to prove the existence of the sun at noon on a clear day. Yet millions are embracing the foolishness of atheism. Now from Ray Comfort comes The Atheist Delusion. This 60-minute DVD pulls back the curtain and reveals what is going on in the mind of those who deny the obvious. It introduces you to a number of atheists who you'll follow as they go where the evidence leads, find a roadblock, and enter into a place of honesty that is rarely seen on film. You'll hear the compelling questions that cause them to doubt their atheism. You can obtain one copy of The Atheist Delusion for a donation of $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25 by calling 1-800-729-9829. Simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarber is with us today from Americans for Truth about homosexuality and discussing just a number of things. Of course, the announcement from Mayor Pete of Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, announcing his bid for the presidency, many touting him as being the first out or openly gay homosexual running for the office. And then also we have the issue of H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act. I'd like to just spend a few more minutes because we mentioned the issue going on in Sweden right now, or in the rugby player in Australia facing dismissal. We also have a situation where we have a teacher in the UK, Peter, fired for protesting a pro-transgendered lessons at her son's United Kingdom Christian school as well. That issue is going on. And then as we look in Sweden, here's from WND.com. We have the Christian church tells kids Jesus was queer. This is a division of the Church of Sweden, which calls itself Protestant, has created an LGBTQ survival guide for Christian queer kids that claims to children, Peter, that Jesus was queer. That is blasphemous. And this is something that is going on from this this Church of Sweden to impact these impressionable minds.
Well, Jim, isn't it interesting in the stories you've read? We've got Pete Buttigieg, who is preaching on Scripture and blaming God for his homosexuality. And then you have this branch of the church in Sweden, or whatever it is, claiming that Jesus was a sexual deviant. I mean, what I find interesting is that the religious left starts out with the position that it wants to take, which is homosexuality is normal. That's what they claim. And then they work backwards and try to attach a sort of Christian veneer to that. They're complete phonies. In my press release on Mayor Pete, I called out his fake Christianity. And I wouldn't normally use such strong language, Jim, but I believe it is fake Christianity to blame God for your homosexuality and say it's God. Actually have the audacity to say that Mayor Pence, because Mayor Pence is against homosexual activism, that somehow Mayor Pence's Christianity is wrong, as opposed to Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who's claiming that God made him a homosexual. That also is blasphemous.
Let's look to our neighbor to the north in Canada. We've talked previously about a person given a significant fine because of his views on the whole LGBT issue. But Peter, also, this is from LifeSiteNews.com. Canadians demonstrated in Ottawa. This was April 12th at the country's Royal Mint against a new coin. They're actually releasing a coin that's going to be released in the coming weeks that commemorates the decriminalization of homosexual sex acts. Canada giving such a coin.
Yeah, it's just very sad, Jim, and I think that decriminalization issue is important because we see that whenever that happens, it's usually the beginning of homosexual activism on a much larger scale. It happened in the UK, it happened in the United States, of course, with Lawrence v. Texas, and so that's why it's so important to the left, and I think it's a shame that under the Trump administration, we've actually seen some pressure. One of the bad things Trump has allowed to happen under his tenure is this continue this push of other nations using American power and prestige to push other nations to decriminalize. Now, it's the one thing if you're talking about these terrible laws, you know, these Muslim nations which are advocating, you know, pushing people off of buildings and these ridiculous laws like that, Jim. But it's another thing, just anti-sodomy laws like there are in Jamaica. And so it's interesting that they find that so important.
Let's take a look also here. LifeSiteNews.com came out Monday of this week. California City Council just surrounded the local Chick-fil-A with LGBT flags. They had allowed a vote for this Chick-fil-A to open at the San Jose International Airport, but they're trying to seek ways to appease LGBTQ campaigners. So the San Jose City Council voted unanimously last week, April 9th, to surround the popular chicken chain of Chick-fil-A at the publicly funded airport with multi-hued flags of the homosexual and transgender movements scheduled for completion in May. So we can't keep you out of the airport, but we're going to surround your business with the pride flags. Peter, this is outrageous.
Yeah, Jim, it's become the obsession of the left and the Democratic Party. Homosexuality and radical abortion policies. And illegal immigration. If I were to name the three tenets of the Democratic Party as it stands now, those are the three obsessions that they have. I mean, how petty can they be? Chick-fil-A is not actively against the LGBTQ agenda. If anything, their COO, Dan Caffey, has sort of backed away from that issue. So this is a complete phony issue that the left is using. They love beating up on Chick-fil-A for no reason, but I think Americans are seeing through that, and that's going to backfire on them, Jim.
And one other story here, and we'll get to some phone calls, but by the way, folks, if you'd like to get online, call right now, 800-733-9829. If you'd like to comment on these issues today, 800-733-9829. Peter, the conservative review by Western Journal told of this strange case of this small Alaska town. It's getting national attention, though. The Washington Post has picked up on it. It's because of what's going on in the school bathrooms and transgender access. This is a female student expelled from the North Pole High School in North Pole, Alaska, after she found several boys who had entered the girls' room in an incident on April 4th. They had allegedly entered the bathroom as a protest, and she need one of the boys, and as a result, she is the one that's being expelled, as these guys are in the girls' bathroom. It is outrageous how all of a sudden now she is the one that's expelled from this. And then also we have other cases in which students, here we have LifeSite News, teen girls stage a school walkout to protest boys in their bathroom who are claiming to be girls. I mean, this is happening in places all over this country where people, this was Council Bluffs, Iowa, this month, walking out of school saying, we don't want boys in our restrooms.
Right. And how sad that this is where America has come, to where girls can't even feel safe in a restroom, and biological males are allowed in. And, of course, these transgender activists are so obnoxious, they're so extreme, and I hope that this becomes the turning point whereby Americans see how ridiculous this entire agenda has become. And let's always remember that this radical transsexual agenda is rooted in gay ideology. Here we are in the 50th anniversary since the Stonewall anti-cop riots, which helped launch the modern gay liberation movement in America, the modern movement. Remember, anti-cop riots in New York. Isn't that interesting? But 50 years, and look at where we are now because of this revolution.
And again, folks, I want to harken back to a program that just aired here on VCY, what the Bible has to say about the LGBTQ agenda. And Pastor David Brown on the program airing a best of crosstalk on that topic. And again, we underscore that there is hope, there is healing, there's forgiveness that's found in Jesus Christ. He calls us to repent of our sin and to turn to the Savior. So this is a program in which that is really calling you out to stop this lifestyle, repent, and to turn to Jesus Christ, who forgives sins. There's hope and healing and forgiveness that's found in Him. And Peter, that's really the bottom line for this. We've seen a number of people who have done just that. I think of David Arthur and and multiple others that have left the lifestyle and found that hope in Jesus Christ.
Right. I mean, if you really love somebody, Jim, you tell them the whole truth. You don't confirm them in a false identity. You don't tell them that they're gay or trans. That's who they are. You tell them that they can leave that lifestyle behind. It may be difficult, but many, many people have. And I find that the most successful ex-gays are born-again Christians, Jim. I find it fascinating that amidst all this political correctness, we still see people coming out of the bisexual and transgender movements. People like Walt Heyer, the transgender, with his website, sexchangeregret.com. People are coming out of this through Jesus Christ, and it's so wonderful to see it.
Beth is calling from West Dallas, Wisconsin. Beth, you're on the air.
Yes, I just have three quick points. First of all, regarding the gay president, man that's running for the presidency, mm-hmm. We have to remember Dick Cheney was the precursor to this, because if you don't remember the photo op with him with his daughter and her lesbian wife, so to speak, showing off their daughter in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, they don't want us to accept. I mean, they don't want us to, you know, just accept them, the gays and lesbians and that, and transgenders and all that. They want us to embrace it, celebrate it, and encourage it. And thirdly, nobody ever talks about the gay on gay crime. I mean, if there's any crime against the gays, it's other gays.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. Peter, your response.
Excellent point in the gay and gay crime. It's totally undercover, and it's a very serious problem. Sexual violence in lesbian relationships and homosexual male relationships. But I thought those were excellent points. And, of course, yes, Dick Cheney, but this is a whole new level. This is basically saying, America, you are ready for a president, a male president, who would be publicly out everywhere talking about his I think America could accept a female president with a first husband, but a male president with a quote unquote first husband, and you better believe it, the media would be, anybody who disagreed with that would be labeled a bigot and a homophobe and all the names they come out with.
And Peter, understand where this is leading, and I'm troubled by the headline from LifeSite News, Democrats' Equality Act opens the door to legalize pedophilia, and they tell the story of a boy, 13 years old, wants to date his male 21-year-old student teacher. If the LGBT Equality Act passes through Congress, the age of consent barrier may fall and allow him to do so. This is another whole element that's of grave concern.
Well, Jim, we have homosexual activists going back decades who claim that pedophilia, essentially, is a sexual orientation. We have that. We know that NAMBLA marched in the early gay pride parades, which are commemorated every spring now, every June in America. So there is this problem of pedophilia. We saw it in the Boy Scouts. We saw it in the Catholic Church. Now we're seeing it in other denominations. This is a problem.
Let's go back to the lines. Atlanta, Georgia. Leroy, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I have three quick points. Here in Atlanta, the mayor put forth a resolution to get rid of conversion therapy, mm-hmm. which passed by a council who opposed an individual that was elected to be part of the council in a special election who is gay. How weird is that?
Yeah.
But along with that, I'm sad to say it's pretty far gone. Not to say that Pete Buttigieg would win, but at work one day, I heard two ladies speaking to each other. One asked the other, so you're married now? She said, yes. And the other lady said, okay, so you stopped living in sin. They kept talking, and the lady showed the other lady her wedding pictures, and the other lady said, so what do you call her? She said, my wife.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Leroy, for the call here. And, Peter, this H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act, would actually ban what's called term conversion therapy nationwide.
And, Jim, let's remember, when they use that term conversion therapy, I've seen it applied. Even if a person doesn't do any, quote, therapy, mm-hmm. somebody gets saved, born again, like Charlene Cothran, comes out of the homosexual lifestyle, leaves that sin behind through Jesus Christ, praise God, they're calling that conversion therapy.
Yeah, I mean, just talk therapy, so to speak, and that would be covered under this legislation. Woe to pastors, woe to Christian leaders across this land. Back in 1 minute, this is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We've been doing a series on our broadcast network on brainwashing and how Americans have been brainwashed. The CIA declassified a report on brainwashing from 1956 in which they state, quote, the process of brainwashing is essentially one in which two paths are being followed. One is the demoralizing process, the result of which is to reduce the victim's critical faculties to the point where he no longer discriminates clearly between true and false, logical and illogical. The other is the reorganizing process in which he's required to construct his confession, elaborate it, defend it, and believe it, end quote. Well, my friends, young people today are being, well, in some cases, asked to defend the Holocaust, thereby using problem-solving skills to be demoralized, to make a statement, a thesis, construct it, confess it, and defend it, just like they've done to prisoners of war.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarber is our guest today on Crosstalk. And taking your calls here today, there's much going on that is advancing the LGBT agenda. Now it's LGBTQ, and I've seen LGBTQI, LGBTQIA, and it goes on and on. Let's go to Peter calling in from Friendship. Peter, you're on the air.
Yes. I disagree with everything that this whole entire world is doing with the, you know, the homosexuals, the LGBT, whatever you want to call it. But the one thing that people are forgetting is Satan is the prince of the power of the air right now. So he knows his time is short. So what he's actually doing is stirring everybody up in that type of community to enforce themselves. In fact, Jesus says in the last days, the Christians are going to be hated for his name's sake, meaning the Christians are going to be hated, beheaded, or killed if we do not conform to what this world does. And, you know, and Satan knows that his time is near, so he's going to do everything in his power to bring this country down to
our knees. Can I say something there, Jim?
Yes, go ahead, Peter.
I think that's an excellent point. We will be hated, and I notice a subtle transfer of language that even conservatives are embracing. For example, somebody like Mayor Pete Buttigieg, when they say he's married, I see conservatives on, like, even Fox News saying, well, he's married, and they just say it like, Jim, like you're married or I'm married. In other words, they're allowing the language to be corrupted to apply sexual deviance to the same language as a normal marriage. And so I think if Christians speak out against that and say no, and they refuse to say somebody like Pete Buttigieg is truly married before God, they will be hated, and I'm afraid to say, Jim, they will probably be hated by a lot of conservatives and religious people as well.
Hmm. Peter and Friendship, thanks for making the point. Let's go to Jeff next in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. See, I tell you, every time I've called, it's because I disagreed with you, but I got to tell you, you're right on this one. It just blows my mind, this love affair that the Democrats are having with homosexuality and with Islam. If this were to become an Islamic country, they would behead the homosexuals.
Well, we're seeing that happen in one location right now and other nations. And yet, as far as this legislation is concerned, we've got Islamic organizations within the United States that are embracing this, coming on as being backers of the legislation to be passed. But the influence is certainly troubling indeed in that regard. But when one really looks at the teachings of Islam, the Sharia carried out, it is not anything. It is not something that is friendly toward one who is homosexual. Thank you for the call. Let's see. We've got Brad in West Dallas. You're on the air, Brad.
Hey, Brother Jim. As for this Indiana gay mayor saying that he's a gay Christian, there's no such thing as a gay Christian. And when he says God made him gay, wrong. God cannot sin, therefore God did not make you gay. And,
amen.
As for H.R. 5 saying you can't use the Religious Liberty Restoration Act for protection, excuse me, but I don't remember anybody repealing the Religious Liberty Restoration Act.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they did,
or the First Amendment,
rights,
as you said.
Yeah.
We still got the Bill of Rights of 1791 with the First Amendment protecting our religious liberty and the free exercise thereof.
What it does, though, it shows you the extent to which they will go in just saying, this law does not apply and this law will not apply, and just making it up, pulling out of thin air in order to advance their cause. And
Jim, it also shows how intolerant they are of believers, of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time, Jim, we've been doing this so long, we know 20 years ago they said, oh, they would never, oh, we're completely respectful of religion, etc. They said that when they needed to.
Yeah.
Now that when they have this huge power in the United States of America, they're willing to openly embrace legislation which would negate religious freedom.
Thank you, Brad, for the points.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Janice is calling next. Janice, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This thing about Mayor Pete being married in the sight of God, he may be married, but God's attributes are, first of all, holy. So next statement is that Mayor Pete's union is an unholy union before God.
Amen.
So that just mixes that.
Yeah.
And Jim, I think
God
this could be a teaching moment for this country. We have to speak out on precisely that point. You cannot blame a holy God for your unholy sin.
Yeah, and thank you for the call here, Janice, and hearkening back to books like the Book of Matthew and Mark. From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female, and said, you know, they twain, those two, shall be one flesh. Let's pick up one final call, Montgomery, Alabama. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Praise Jesus. I just have a comment, not really a question. It sure seems like to me that we have a lot of intolerance in this country. We're going into tribalism.
Hello, Jim. Okay, we lost him. He was on a mobile phone there and not a strong connection. Peter, certainly as we see the likes of H.R. 5, we've got a lot of congressmen that are out for recess and holding town hall meetings. Certainly this is an opportunity for people to attend those and also to speak firsthand with their House members, their Senate members, or call them through the House switchboard 202-225-3121 and the House, the Senate at 224-3121. Peter, you got about 45 seconds. What would you like to leave with the listeners?
I think it's time now to be bold as you can be. Be bold when talking about Mayor Pete Buttigieg and his blasphemies. Be bold in talking about the Equality Act, the so-called, what I'm calling the Criminalizing Christianity Act. And remember, this is incredibly radical legislation. Do like you did, Jim. Read this bill. Go to Equality Act. Google it. Read the bill, and so you can be authoritative in teaching others about how intolerant, how radical this legislation is, and what it would do to this country, criminalizing the outworking of your faith on this important issue.
And folks, again, you can Matt Staver's site, lc.org/HR5. That's lc.org/HR5. You can read it and much information about this legislation. Peter's website, americansfortruth.com, americansfortruth.com. Peter, we appreciate you joining us here today on the broadcast.
Thank you, Jim, and God bless.
And folks, as we said today as we started this program, a very sobering program, but one that underscores the importance that we have to stop playing church and actually be the church, that we must be the salt, we must be the light to this world that has turned its back on God. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Crosstalk, coming your way from the VCY American Network.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.